Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Motherfuckers talking crazy, yeah. Saying I should quit. I fucking tell him, make bitch, eat a fucking dick. Yeah. I'm feeling like the greatest on the beat, whoever did it. Mike Will, the one who made it. It's shady on the left.
I'm somewhat outlandish, they say. You say we're cut from the same cloth, but I guess you fabricate, eh? You better bring more men than the Latter-day Saints. Manic states, even Vatic with automatics. They spray at anything that may stand in their way. As I stand at the bay window with a hand grenade and a tray eight at the Mandalay.
Oh,
Bay common sense, I'm a dollar short and a day late. James Jones at the Saturday Batman matinee.
Dave Temple, does it make you upset that a white man raps better than anybody else in the world?
No. It's all a part of the plan.
Such a good fucking tune. God damn it. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Monday morning, what the fuck is up, bitches?
What up?
How y'all feeling, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. We're going hard today. We're going hard. We had a great show planned today. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here with his hunting hat. Fuck yeah, doggy.
Yeah.
We're living life, baby. It's time.
Your gunshot sound would be the one, the single. That
That's it, baby.
I'm ready.
I love it.
Gonna have a great week.
I like when you dance for me. It's good. Great show planned today. Two incredible guests, as always. Usually we have two white guys. We're going crazy today.
We went half and half.
We're going no white guys. Well, you know, if we take the whiteness from Karen and the guyness from Dave Temple, then we would have a fucking
successful comedian on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Temple joins the show.
What's up, dude? Hey.
Karen Margolis back on the show. What up, girly girl? I like that. There we go. Karen wearing a distractingly hot outfit. It's
literally a gym shirt and a gym pant.
Yeah, you can't wear
a gym shirt. That's a sweater.
You need to cut. No, it's like a gym.
Now, here's what she did. I walked in the room and she had her arms up. She was stretching.
It shows
her abs. Look, you can see her abs. And then she's wearing yoga pants. Mm-hmm. You guys can't see this as well. Here's my problem. If I don't actually masturbate before the show, I can't have chicks on the show. So, Shannon, you need to let me know, literally, and I mean this, 9 a.m. No, 8 a.m. morning of show, are we having a chick on the show? Because I don't want to sexually harass these women.
Shannon, let us know if we're going to see a hot girl when we walk in.
Jesus Christ. Boys are so crazy.
I can't not sexually harass if I got full balls. You know, and that's not my fault.
Is that Shakespeare? That was beautiful.
It's true.
That was incredible.
It's true, but that's how most guys are.
Yeah.
If you ladies would warn us that you're going to be fucking around.
You know me. I stay looking yoga hot.
Yeah, you do, but the problem is she didn't fucking warn us that you were going to be here today. So.
Okay, I thought that I was here at your invitation.
There's a difference between yoga hot and hot yoga.
Yeah.
Because yoga hot seems like it would smell good, right?
It never seems that.
No.
Who thinks
no,
that?
No, you don't see those videos. Like,
yoga smells like feet and
that's
pussy.
What I'm
that's it. There's that, no other
right.
smell.
So yeah, hot. Fucking great. Feet and pussy.
Throwing an armpit appetizer. That's exactly what I ordered.
Zach, did you masturbate this morning?
Nope.
Say, I'm not wrong about this, right?
You're welcome.
You know, you're funny too.
Thanks, Bill.
Well, I didn't have to masturbate. I had sex. That's
that
what I gave
you.
You had sex this morning?
Well, yeah, but that was my Mother's Day gift.
You fucked your mom this morning? Holy shit. Dave Temple really is hardcore.
Talk about going all out, though.
Yeah, Jesus. You notice this. People it was Mother's Day yesterday. People put pictures of their moms up. And then some people don't, and you realize the people that don't have gross moms. Those people have disgusting moms that they don't want to fucking show anybody.
They have
right? Unfuckable
moms.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just a little bit of a theory that I have.
And or I post a young
that's
picture.
That's funny.
Of
I would have assumed it was just a bad relationship with the mom, but you took it a step further that she's gross.
No, well, then they wouldn't even be wishing their mothers Happy Mother's Day. But that was I tweeted that this morning. I was like, if you see a comedian tweeting like a heartfelt, oh my God, I love you, mom, thank you so much for everything you did for me, Mother's Day tweet, that comedian's typically not funny. They don't. You know, I'm not saying it's a rule, but anybody who loves their mom that much and has that great of a relationship with their family, they probably don't have the darkness to be
That's fascinating.
My family's upset with me.
Why?
I posted a picture blowing a statue of my own uncle.
Why does your uncle have a statue?
Because he was the mayor of the town I grew up in.
Okay.
And they put a statue of him, and I took a picture sucking his dick.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. The guy with the book, right? Yeah.
Has your family never met you?
I think they weren't prepared for it.
Not the real you, anyway, yeah.
Yeah, and also, to be honest with you, your uncle did fuck your mouth when you were a kid.
Well,
there it is. Look, there we go. That's your uncle?
Yes.
Look at his face.
Dude, that's a blowjob statue. Yeah. He's got the paper up. He's got the smile.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to do nothing with my...
Not the most comfortable way to receive a blowjob.
By the way, that's the middle of Sea Caucus facing the main road.
Yeah.
That looks like the statue of someone that later you found out he fucked kids.
Your uncle also has mayor face.
Yes, he does.
Like, he does look like that's the only thing he could have ever done was become a mayor.
Yes.
That guy's
got... Or Alfred E. Newman, which one, either one.
Is that a white guy or a black guy? Because his features are kind of black, right?
Sicilian.
Ah,
okay. I was
going
to say, no, it's made of bronze, Dave. it's not actually a real person. Look, great show.
Did you just ask if my uncle was black?
The statue. That statue. Is that statue really your uncle?
Yes, it's legitimately my uncle.
Oh, you guys were saying something, and for some reason I couldn't process it.
Let me ask you a question real quick, because we've gotten some complaints about the plugs, but I don't believe that anybody really gives a shit about the plugs, right? So people plug shows on podcasts, okay? Mm-hmm. My theory is let's do it fucking quick in the beginning and just get it out of the way, mm-hmm. right? Usually 5-10 minutes into the show, we'll do the plugs, and they're pretty quick. I mean, sometimes they if the plugs last longer than 3 or 4 minutes,
it's because we're joking.
Because we're fucking around, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? We turn it into a bit and we start talking or whatever. But I like the idea of just getting them out of the way, because then if people know they're early, if they want to fast forward, they can fast forward. People just sprinkle them in the middle or throw them in at the end. Isn't it sort of, what does it fucking matter? People are plugging their shit no matter what. So. Do you think we should change where we... No, I'm not changing where I put my plugs.
No, I think we should definitely keep them up top.
I think
if it's
perfect.
The end, they just stop the show. They just stop listening.
Yeah. And there's going to be fucking gold in those plugs. Watch. Good. Dave Temple, what do you got coming up, buddy?
All right. Well, tonight in Hell's Kitchen, I got Look At It This Way, the live comedy show at Bar 9. And this weekend, I'm in Pittsburgh at the fucking some...
Court.
Court is next week. Holy shit. Yeah, come on. That should be fun. I do have court next week. Can I get a bunch of your people to come down?
Can they come support you in court?
Or, I don't know. I just
chances are they will already be there.
I think they can, right? You can. Court is open to the public.
Yeah, it's open.
That's got to be fun to go watch court one day.
It is fun.
Have you gone to court to watch?
So, no, not to watch, but I was a juror.
Not to show bruises.
I was I was there filing. No, I
Exhibit A.
I was a juror on this like sexual assault case, which was really, really intense and crazy. And people would come just to watch.
Hell yeah, yeah. Hot.
It was like very, very well.
Keep on stretching while you tell us this story and tell us about the assault.
Yeah, there
you
was
guys
really no reason
so
for your
welcome.
Hands to be over your head.
I'm
like
very
that.
Expressive. Yeah, I have to talk up here.
Fuck,
so you guys
yeah,
can notice
does.
That I work out.
That's great.
Yeah, it was crazy. They bookended it. It was like the like rape.
Hold on,
survivor.
I'm looking at Harrington's fat, disgusting body. What are you doing? Why did you? She went from fucking Karen's hot, tiny, petite, muscly torso to in beyond it, like it was a fucking whale. That was fucking like doing some sort of dance.
Hey, with... Shannon's hot. She's making up for it.
Yeah.
That's your sister.
Sorry, Karen. What were you saying?
They started the trial off it with the like the chick who got assaulted. Her she made a whole statement, and then it was boring. It was like evidence, whatever. Fall asleep, and then the end of it was the guy who attacked her. He totally did it. His testimony. They were like the two sexy parts, right?
Oh, nice.
Middle's all bullshit. Yeah, it was like a week.
And then, so he definitely did it, though.
He definitely did it, but...
What was the deciding factor for you that made it was like, all right, this guy definitely did
it? I mean, it was so unbelievable. First of all, she was all fucked up afterwards. Like, she went to the hospital, she had bruises and stuff, and it was clear that someone had, like, really fucked her up. Her testimony, she was, you know, you could just tell. I mean, I'm not saying people don't lie convincingly, but she was like, she, the details all, like, it was very detailed. She was like really, really shook. And there was like tons of evidence. There was a ton of evidence from her clothes and whatever. You could see there were like cameras on the street. You could see him stalking
Believe
her.
All women. I know what's
following
going on.
Following her home.
I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard a single fact. You didn't hear a single fact, did you?
I haven't heard anything. Except
you guys
for,
are
like,
evil.
This
you're
girl.
The problem.
You could just tell.
You're the problem.
She literally said it, and I quote, she said, you can just tell.
Yeah, like, evidence.
Say,
I don't know.
I'll say this. So she's describing
it. It was all boring.
It was boring. The middle's boring. Trials are not fun. But she gives this whole detailed account, all right? And then his story, you see him stalking her home. She opened the door, like, pushed his way in. And then his side of the story was that she was a prostitute he'd met at a bodega, and she invited him. By the way, she's like a 30-something-year-old white chick, like hostess, like we know a million of that girl, right? Uh-huh. We're all that girl. And
a lot of them are prostitutes.
A lot of them hook on the side.
A lot of them what?
A lot of them hook on the side. Think about it, I don't know any girl who hasn't sold
on the street. Okay, okay.
Craigslist.
They on the street, women that you know go into a bodega and go, all right, you, an illiterate broke man. He had no money, couldn't read or write. That's what you're gonna take home. Give me a fucking break. His thing was, he goes, yeah, we did too much coke at our house and she got mad at me.
But see, that's the difference, though, because women will fuck illiterate men if they have money. Like, there's so many retarded...
Yeah, but he didn't
women
have money.
Fuck,
he was, like, on disability.
Women will
like,
also fuck
there's so many athletes,
broke men. It doesn't matter. Women have...
True.
They're fucked up. I was watching that show, Jailbirds, on Netflix, and it's all these fucking girls, and the one girl... The guy like beat the shit out of her and stabbed her. And then she's like, yeah, I know if I see him and I interact with him, I'll end up being back with him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what happens is...
It's chemical.
These people are, whatever it is, their lives are so fucked up, whether it's chemical or if it's the way they were raised when they were little kids, that they need to have some sort of depravity or some sort of fucked up thing going on to even... You know,
I have never seen Shannon hit the jewel harder while he's trying to. She's, I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Gomez.
It's true. Shannon, when you finish it, I don't want to spoil that show for you because you're not Harrington. I like spoiling shows for Harrington. But there's an angle in that fucking story where you're like, are you kidding me? This bitch did that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. And you're like, and then you kind of go like, well, what they saw, the violence they saw, these chicks are gangbanging when they're 12 and they're losing their virginity to fucking 30-year-old gang members that are like their uncles, and they're fucking getting tattoos on their faces. And they're dealing with crazy shit from such a young age that the idea of a relationship or something that like they need to have something fucked up going on in order to even like, whether it's physically or emotionally, whatever, to get going.
Yeah.
And I think it's level, everybody has their levels of depravity and fucked upness that they sort of need, you know, and most people it's a little bit, but then you have other people that it's like really fucking dark and really, so that's what I think that chick was in that trial. I think she was a dark bitch.
No, she wasn't.
And
a dark
she was
bitch.
Asking
She was a regular bitch.
No,
not every bitch has to be a dark bitch.
I think this
no.
would happen. We
she
found
was
out
a regular girl. She
from
was dating a professor. This guy just like,
and he couldn't do it for her.
And you know professor? What? You know what?
He knew too many words. This nigga knew no words. It was perfect.
He couldn't read or write. You know what? We acquitted him, even though it was so obvious that he'd done it.
Hold on.
He even said it.
Slow down.
What? I love it.
He admitted that he...
All of this, everything is
boring. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the retarded jury. Right.
Right. Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude,
I was the best juror who ever lived.
You literally have no idea what happened in the case. All you know is you acquitted him.
And then she said he definitely did it 100%. And then she goes, but we acquitted him.
You guys not know? Home. Have you guys never even heard of like a jury? Do you guys not know how the law works? It's crazy.
Judge
you
Judy.
Can't just say you can't just Judy your way through it. You have there's like you have to tick off the
I mean,
boxes
for a
of
mistrial,
the indictment.
The
so
foreman of this juror has her pussy lips showing. <her kids>.
That kept the trial on track. They thanked me for my service.
Hold on, why did you guys acquit him?
Yeah, so it was so tragic.
Is this also illegal for you to talk about?
Yes.
Afterwards, you can't talk about.
Yes, no, of course you can. You can't talk about it during.
During, okay.
And that was like. That's so hard.
I know.
But
so what
yeah,
happened? So why'd you
so,
quit the guy?
Okay, so it was so tragic. It was the worst. So the way the indictment
she hit it
was
and
the way that they did it was the prosecutor was like really excited. Do you guys remember that like rape cop case? Back in the day, it was
Rape
like,
That's our fucking segment on the show. Hell yeah!
It was like around here.
Do we have a Rape Dicks drop?
What's that?
Hold on. You know what, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Rape Dicks.
Rape dicks. Why is this such high quality?
All I know is is ball and good. And rape, rape, rape.
Andy Milonakis?
We're the Rape Dicks. We investigate rapes sometimes in the comedy community and beyond.
Do you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
We got to the bottom what's his name?
What?
Oh, the rapist.
The rapist guy.
You guys UCB got the rapist.
We solved it.
You guys solved rape.
All right, now I want to hear
Niggas
how far
be raping.
The story.
That's our T-shirt.
Who?
Niggas be raping. Rape dicks. Niggas be raping. Get it up on March Pump now.
I assumed it was March.
Right, hold on. So wait a minute. Before you continue, we have to fucking do the plugs.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the middle of the plug. The plug led to this.
This is the most incredible plug ever.
That's the best part of the plugs. And sometimes funny shit happens.
See, you fucking idiots. You don't want us to plug? Oh, guess what? Chop off that awesome 15 minutes.
Cut that all out. Cut it out.
Fucking dicks.
All right, so are we still just finishing up with the plugs?
So yeah, finish your plugs.
Look, go to DaveTempleComedy.com.
Wait, is his plug still?
Yeah.
He's still talking about going to court.
Go to DaveTempleComedy.com. Just find out my dates, man. I got a lot of road shit. Pittsburgh, May 18th. Here in Carolines, May 23rd. So come check me out. And Mondays, Hell's Kitchen, Bar 9. All right, come on.
Hell yeah.
Karen, what you got?
Okay, you can check me out on Instagram, KerenMargolis. I have spots all week at... Greenwich Village Comedy Club, Lantern, Sandham, New York, Two Boots Pizza Parlor in Brooklyn.
All right, you can leave
crushing.
Those off.
I'm not done. A bar. hello, is this on?
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics watching horror movies.
Check out Race Wars Podcast, probably the best podcast.
I love it. We're actually developing a new podcast with Kurt.
I know, I heard.
Here on the network, here on Guest Digital.
So cool, on LA.
Part of our West Coast division, Tim Dillon, cool. Kurt Metzger, D. Snyder, Michael Bisping, and more. The West Coast division growing hard out there. Zach Amico.
I already did it.
Wow. Zach is
high.
Sharp.
I am high. Yeah, guys, I'm going to be with Big J at Caroline's this month. I think it's like May 16th that weekend. Look that shit up. See what's going on. Me, Big J, and Dave are doing some shows at Caroline's. Me and Dave are going to be splitting the opening duties, and I think we might even do a live podcast. I don't know. Look it all up at Caroline's website. Beyond that, just buy the fucking special bit. But boys, Luis J. Gomez presents LuisJGomez.com. You can get it in any format, video, audio, on iTunes, or any other platform you guys want to buy it on. I appreciate all the amazing feedback. It's my first special, my debut special, and probably the only special that I have for a few years. So make sure you guys go buy it now and let me know what you think. Give me some fucking feedback, baby boys. Skankfest is sold out. Sold out June 21st through 23rd. You can't buy tickets anymore, but guess what? You can go follow Infinite CBD, infinitecbd.com/skankfest, and enter for your chance to win two free passes plus a $200 prize pack. Courtesy of Infinite CBD, our marquee sponsor this year. I love Infinite CBD. Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, and get our merch. Merchpump.com, becoming podcastmerch.com, I think this week, maybe even today. So, merchpump.com, it's out there. Or podcastmerch.com, you guys can use that URL. Either way, it'll all go there. Grab your shirts, t-shirts, all that other shit. One reviewer every month on iTunes, we give away a free piece of merch too, so... All right, Karen, what happened? Why did you...
Rape cop, go.
What happened?
Rape cop.
Go. Oh, my God. It was so upsetting. Do you guys remember Barry Crimmins? That crotchety comic? He had to, like... He talked me down for, like, hours after this trial. So, I was, like, so distraught. So, the guy did it. I presented all the evidence. You guys agreed. And the way
she's, like, the only compelling part was... Her testimony and his testimony. And then
there was so much evidence.
Hold on. I just want to also point out what she just did. Where we go, okay, tell
break
us.
It down,
explain.
Dave.
And she said, all right, do you guys remember Rape Cop? And just went off to a whole nother case.
No, like, I said never
straight to VHS, Richard Grieco.
Yeah. Yes, Rape Cop. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, so this prosecutor, this ADA... had prosecuted like a bunch of high profile cases. So he was all like excited to do it. And he was so good too. He like put on the best show. It was like really handsome black guy. He was just the best. But anyway, after all that evidence, all the like testimony, like doctors and the pictures, and you could like her testimony, his testimony, the whole thing, right? We're like, all right, this is clear. The way that you had to, the actual charge, like you can't just be like, yeah, he did it. You have to be like, yeah, he did it in the way that they said he did it. You know, you had to find, it was like the degree of it, first or second degree or whatever, assault, You have to find for intent. And that's really specific. That means you have, there has to be evidence that he was going to do it before he did it. And the only way he could do that is if he forced his way into the door and there wasn't evidence.
So right. to understand what you're saying, I know with first degree murder, it's premeditated, meaning like had murder in mind. I went there, showed up to kill that person.
Yes.
Then second degree murder is like you kill somebody, you maybe you're out at a fucking, you know, nightclub, you pull out your gun, you shoot somebody, you kill them, right?
Okay, I don't know.
Then third degree murder, and there's third degree and then there's manslaughter. Is that the way it works? How many degrees of murder are there?
I think three. Sounds about right.
Right?
Yeah, well.
I think third degree is manslaughter.
Is it? Look it up. All right, that's a big jump. I feel like there should be another little category between pulling out your gun and killing somebody, and then killing somebody because of reckless actions, which is manslaughter. I feel like if you, let's say you get into a fight, right, and it's passionate and it's crazy, and you pull out a fucking bat and hit the guy in the head, I think that's different than...
But there's a difference between even that and like accidentally running someone over.
That's so now you guys are understanding what court is all about. It's just a bunch of dickheads sitting around running a bunch of hypotheticals, but they're playing with real people.
That's not
so
what
when
it is.
Real people show up in front of them, they go, oh, this is just like the time we pontificated whether or not, and now we go through the case to see how we really feel about it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry that you've had to be in court so many times.
Yeah, see, how many times has Dave given that speech to fucking hold himself?
This is a game.
Listen, young blood, sit down. I gotta tell you something.
You're looking at about 3 to 5 years. If they find a weapon on you.
You didn't sign up. Seriously, if you got any lawyers listening, hit me up because I'm not rolling.
I need a lawyer too. Okay. I actually need a lawyer. I really do. Shannon.
Okay, so first degree is capital murder, so that's the most serious one. Second degree is killing another with malice. And then there's
Michael Malice? Jew talk them to death?
The third degree, also referred to as felony murder, is when the murder happens during the course of committing a felony. And then manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter are separate.
Okay, so if you're robbing a bank and you hit somebody with your car in the process, that's not manslaughter, that's going to be third degree. Ooh, that's fun. That's fun. It's a fun to do, right?
It's so many kinds of murder.
Yeah. So hold on. I don't really understand why you acquitted this guy.
Because we had to find for intent, and they didn't provide that evidence. And I wrote the prosecutor a whole email.
Okay, the charge was first degree rape.
Or whatever. I can't remember the exact degree. I wrote it out in an email. The second I got home, I was like crying. It was so unjust. It was so upsetting. And I was like, we got to convict this guy. And I went through, it's a really fucking long process, and we couldn't do it.
Went for the wrong charge. Had they gone for a lesser charge, you guys could have convicted. 100%.
That's what I wrote to the guy. I was like, look, you fucked up. You trumped up this charge, and we couldn't. It came down to not the front door of her part of her building, because it came down to the front door of her apartment, and the way he got in was she was carrying groceries.
He put his dick in the door.
He put his dick in the door. It didn't close all the way, and he shoved his way in. And here's the worst. He assaults her. Her story is so fucked up. She like bargained with him so he wouldn't rape her. Like, it was all this crazy shit.
Oh, so he didn't rape her?
No, he like made her suck his dick and like he beat her up a little bit. He like smacked her around.
Wow.
But
that's not even a crime.
No, it's called foreplay. She was soaking wet.
You presented a rape case here. I mean, look, we're rape dicks. The reality is we're rape dicks. And
you are.
We want to convict.
I wanted to convict. And the jury was, there was a lot of dudes. And the first thing that they said when we sat down, they go, yeah, I don't believe her.
Yeah.
I would have made him. All right, fine.
I would have made him put a glove on his dick.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must quit. They gave us instructions too. They're like, you have to have a reason for everything. You can't just be like yes or no. You have to give the reason. So that was like my job to be annoying.
I'm crushing it today, guys. I'm crushing it today with fucking great, punny jokes.
I'm not bad. I'm listening. I'm listening to her story intently.
A delicious chocolate reason. One of my favorite.
I'm moving away because her energy.
Why? You don't like my muscly energy?
He was like moving closer for the camera. And I just noticed as you were telling the story, I did kind of inch away like,
Yeah, it was super upsetting.
So I feel bad for this. So this woman, so this guy got off.
Not only did he get off, he got time
served.
Boom. Great dicks.
He went home that day.
By the way, it would be great if we could be detectives that we only got on rape cases. We just made shitty rape jokes the whole time. This is a great web series.
At least the animated short on SNL every week.
This is good. Why can't it be 1984 where all of my bits would fly?
Do you know how funny it would be every time Lewis makes a bad rape joke, he has to take his sunglasses off in the hoop?
Are we done with plugs? We are. Okay.
I found her on Facebook. Like, looked her up a couple months later, yeah. Because I couldn't take it. I was, like, really upset. It was still bothering me.
And, is she okay? Or is she crazy now?
She was not. She was really upset. She was, like, I wrote her. I was, like, look, if you don't want to hear from me, that's okay. You don't have to respond. But I was a juror, and I don't know if you know what happened, but if you
were one of the people that led him off. From her perspective.
Yeah, and I go, I was like, if you want to know what happened, just let me know. I'll forward you the email I sent the prosecutor.
And what'd she say?
She was like, oh my God, I'm so glad you reached out. I've been sitting here wondering what I did wrong.
Tell me you hooked up.
Then we fucked.
Oh, dude, how cool would that be?
Where, I'll high five you later.
I've been making a list of people to murder. Thank you so much for giving me your name.
Not only did she fuck, she reenacted the rape. Like, I want you to come
in. I was like,
I'll
rape you unless you suck my dick. Yeah, she loved it.
I just need meet me at the bodega down the street from my apartment.
Make sure you're carrying groceries. She loved it. She says what she loves it.
This is a fucked up show. I love it.
Yeah, it was crazy. I talked to her on the phone for hours. I sent her the whole thing. She was like, I thought you guys just didn't believe me. I didn't know what I'd done wrong, what I could have done better.
Was she hot?
Yeah, she was kind of hot. She was like
she was hot.
She was an aging hot girl. She's
you think you
would
have reached out if she wasn't hot? Like, if she was just some
frumpy chick. I'm an amazing
person.
Do you not know me? I'm an amazing person. I'm a fucking angel.
That's crazy. That whole story. Yeah, I mean,
it was intense.
Yeah, I've never done jury duty.
I did.
I've never done it.
I understood racism after jury duty too.
Why?
Because I was on a jury on some petty black on black shit, and it irritated the shit out of me. Like, just having to sit there, listen to this shit, and looking at all of the money that was being spent between, like, all of the court officials, our lunch every day. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, you kind of see that and you go, like, the amount of people, that's a great point, the amount of people involved in that process, the mm-hmm. salaries, everyone's fucking lunch, just to bring somebody to trial. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
It's, and it's like, it was for something so dumb. Black. These were like, yeah, it was pretty black.
Yeah.
No, white people do this shit too. Like, this dude, like, these dudes had these brothers, they were squatting in, like, their parents' home. Like, if their parents had died and they just kind of were hanging out in the house, but they couldn't pay bills. So they started renting out rooms to people in the neighborhood.
Okay.
And so it was a dispute over unpaid rent of a room. And supposedly one guy went to the other guy to approach him for rent. And the guy said, I don't have your rent, pulled the gun on him, but didn't shoot, ran, took off running, and he called the police.
He was just trying to give him the gun, though, being like, this is worth $600.
But that was what we were in court about. Did this guy pull a gun on this other guy when this guy asked him for the rent? Nobody got shot. Nobody got hurt. It was nothing. It was just like some weird he said, she said of some grown men who just don't go near each other. That's
yeah.
it.
I mean, is there, at that point, it's just him saying that? Because you can do that. You can literally just say, that person pulled a gun on me.
Right.
And they have to go arrest that person.
Right. Mm-hmm. And when they went to go arrest him, the guy was standing on the corner where he's always standing. So we don't know whether this idiot actually pulled a gun on somebody and then immediately went to his local neighborhood corner where he's standing all the time, or whether or not this guy is just fucking lying because he wasn't paying the rent.
Well, what was the end of the case?
I don't fucking know. It was boring, like she said. And
You stopped showing up.
Yeah,
he got his own warrant now.
You just quit court. You're a court dropout.
No, I was juror number 13. I was the alternate, so I just had to sit through, listen to everything, and then, like, if somebody didn't show up or ever fell off, I would go in to vote. But the day that they had to vote, I didn't have to go, so nice. I just left.
So
but,
you didn't even give a shit what happened.
Right, but it just, the days that I was there, it was just like, this is fucking ridiculous, because these are two grown men who are behaving like children, and the city has to spend all this money to sort this shit out.
I don't understand how it even got to trial then, if there's, like, no way to determine what actually
happened. Because it's, like, terroristic threats and the weapons charges.
I got in trouble for pulling a knife on my old roommate. I've told the story a million times.
You're
so
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but I didn't pull the knife on him. What I did was, I had a fishing knife. Look, from his perspective, I understand now, as a 37-year-old man with
been fishing.
Yes, I have. It was a fishing knife because I had gone. It was from my childhood, actually. It was literally from when I was, you know, like 13 years old. I got this knife, and I just happened to have it with me all until I was, like, in my 20s. Like, I happened to have this fucking dumb. It was like,
that is so Puerto Rican.
You could twist the end of it off, and you could put fucking extra fishing hooks and shit inside the end of the knife. It was a cool looking knife. It was like a little Rambo knife, but it was like the tip of it was broken off. It was all dull and shitty. And me and my roommate had been getting into crazy arguments. I was moving out, and it just got to the point where we were fucking hating each other. And, you know, he was like, I got to get the cable box out of your bedroom. And I was like, yeah, you're not going to my bedroom. I wasn't home. He was talking to me on my cell phone. He was like, yeah, I'm going in there right now. What are you going to do about it? So I happened to be like 2 blocks away. So I just fucking ran home. And it just, that exploded into, we didn't fight. We just got into a crazy fucking argument.
Yeah.
I'm just,
you guys, you know, both came or no?
No, no. I'm like screaming crazy shit. I'm screaming, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. Like, but now.
You're just angry.
I'm just saying I'm going to beat
right,
you up.
Right, right.
All I'm saying is I'm going to beat you up. I'm not, but I'm saying things like, you're dead, motherfucker. Yeah, right. You're dead. Come outside. You're dead. 6 feet under.
And this is when you were fat, so you're terrified.
No, no, I was actually way better shape. I was
really?
It was one of my best shapes I'd ever been in, because I remember I came in shirtless. I was such a Puerto Rican. It was nuts. And it was like 105 degrees. The reason it even got that crazy was because he took the air conditioner out of my bedroom, because it was his air conditioner, and I was leaving, and he just to be a dick and like
a petty
heat
little
wave.
Bitch.
Yeah, yeah. And then I started jerking off in a shampoo bottle.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, and just doing like crazy shit, brushing the toilet with his toothbrush. Allegedly, these are all jokes. So,
or sticking your dick in the butter, so,
threatening to stab him.
No, so I didn't even threaten to stab him. I just was talking all this shit, and then as I left the apartment, I took my fishing knife and I put it on top of the cable box.
Okay.
To let him know, like
that, we're never going fishing again.
But it's like, touch that cable box. But that was what I was saying. Now, I look back on it, and that was wrong.
Yeah.
I will say,
and
now,
poor strategy. Now, here's my cable box and my knife.
Right. It was fresh off of it. Remember Ninja Turtles when he points to his side? Do, 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 do.
Yeah, it was like some, it was some thuggy shit, but it wasn't, I was never, ever once legitimately
serious
or prepared
right,
to
right,
like
right.
I'm not that guy
now. Do you
but
understand?
He doesn't know me that well. He met me on Craigslist. I've been living with him a few months. Is I think like I, you look back at it and go like, no, to my neighbors, to him, to his girlfriend, I was going to fucking kill
exactly.
this guy. And I also want to get angry. I get nuts. So yeah, he ended up having me arrested.
Right.
Spent a fucking weekend in jail. It was goddamn awful.
And that's what I'm, that's
your
what
honor
I'm
don't you know I get loco vato.
But that's what I'm always trying to explain when I'm in here. That's 80% of people in jail. Just something yeah. stupid like that where, you know.
But most people now as an adult, I can number one look at that, but also I can control that. I didn't have any chips on the table. Mm-hmm. No, there was nothing that mattered in life just yet. I didn't have a kid. I didn't have a business. I was just a young, shitty comic that fucking had, you know, just a shitty apartment. There's not much to lose. And you also, you know, I had to like train myself to not be that guy.
Once you had something to live for.
Yeah, of course.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I was with my son yesterday. Oh, dude, this is fucking hilarious. It was brutal. This is one of the most brutal moments of my fucking life, okay? I was with my son. It's Mother's Day. So I'm going to buy I'm going to buy his mom flowers, candy, and a card from him. Like, he's spending his money on it. He did, you know, extra chores to get some extra cash. Aww. You know, trying to do, like, something cute. And
turning tricks.
She was working, so we were going to leave it on her dining room table, so when she came home from work, she had flowers, candy, and a car from
so
her son.
So you teaching your son how to break into the house? So,
just
no.
shimmy the window open.
But we go to the supermarket, and the fucking line is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just Sunday supermarket.
Sunday, it's crazy.
And I just want to buy her like a fucking dozen roses. You know, it's 12 bucks or 15 bucks or whatever. It's just like, you know, shitty supermarket flowers. Nothing crazy.
Wait, they don't have people on the intersection selling them in the street?
It was pouring rain yesterday. It was just a shitty day.
Okay.
It was just a shitty day. So, I mean, I had to fight every instinct of mine. Not instinct. I was just going to walk out of the supermarket with the roses. And just, I mean, not, it's not even stealing. That's
no.
not even the right word.
Because they're going to throw them away if they don't get bought.
No, that's not even it. They need to figure out a way. They need to figure out a way for me to get these roses.
Faster.
Easier, faster, more convenient. I got to go.
Right.
I got shit going on. And, but there was just no way to do it with my son.
Right.
There was no way. This fucking line was like 30 people deep. It was fucking nuts. Yeah. Okay. And I was just sitting there. I was like, how do I fucking steal these with my son without him noticing? Because he's definitely going to notice. Dad, did you pay for those? And I can't. And I had to just wait on the line. And it made me, I was in such a sour mood. I was like, this is crazy.
Right.
It
now, do you
furious.
Understand why rich people get mad too? Like, because people have shit to lose and they can't give in to that behavior anymore.
All I want to do was give into that behavior.
Did you see that video of Miss Rodman supposedly stealing from out of some yoga shit?
Who?
No.
Dennis Rodman.
Mm-mm.
They were like supposedly some yoga fitness studio.
Dennis
like
Rodman stole?
Other...
What did he steal?
He was like standing cover while the girls were stealing garments off of the racks and shit like that. But I totally understand that.
Recently?
It just popped up like Friday or something like
okay.
that. Yeah, but I get it. Like, it's like, yeah, fucking, you want to steal some shit every now and
there's
again.
A thrill,
everybody has that in
them. There is a thrill in stealing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a real, in getting away with it. And but I don't want to teach that to my son, who, you know, he'll figure out how to fucking steal shit eventually.
Some
but
girl's going to teach him when he's 13 ever... or 14.
Yep,
and he's,
some white girl.
Yeah, some girl that he's like into. Yep.
Yeah, but then at least he can be in trouble for it.
Right, at least I can
say to him, you know, with a straight face, no, I didn't teach you to do that.
But whereas now you're being a hypocrite.
Why?
Why?
Because now you're...
I smoke weed, I drink.
No. You're talking to him like...
Let me say this. Stealing... Mm-hmm. I don't look at it as like this big moral, like, oh my God. I go like, all right, you know what? It's... There's a game that we all play, which is life, right? And well, it's true. And the rules, these rules that are out there are sort of like fake.
Hold on, I think you're turning Karen on. She's playing in
her
hair.
She loves it.
You guys not met me? I'm white. This is what I do.
But it's like, it's just not like, that's not, I don't go like, oh my God, that's so morally corrupt. Like taking something, especially from like a store or from like a corporation. But even on a personal level, if you get something stolen from you, you've fucked up. You've not done what you're supposed to do, which is protect your shit. Mm-hmm. And whereas I wouldn't just go and steal from somebody, I don't go like, oh my God, like this person who stole is the most morally awful person in the world. I go, I should have protected my shit. I went to Jamaica and left money in a bag on a corner. And these little kids were like, oh, you guys should go jump off that cliff over there.
Right.
And we came back and all the money was gone. And I should have known. And they're just playing a different game. They're just playing by different rules than I'm playing by.
And that's what I'm saying. So do you think if those kids got in trouble for that, do you think their parents would be upset with them that they're out hustling? Or
those kids? No, not fucking poor kids who are robbing tourists in Jamaica of like chump change? No.
What about them?
Do you think their parent, if they were to get in trouble, like if Lewis was to call the cops and be like, these fucking kids, they took my money when me and my girlfriend were jumping off of cliffs.
Okay.
Right? And they got to come into court, and there's someone in the drawer like, oh, they totally fucking did it. They totally fucking, right? Like, when they bring that kind of trouble to their parents, do you think their parents are upset with them?
I think it comes from the parents.
Of course.
You don't have kids stealing and acting up or whatever unless they got it from somewhere.
Exactly. And that's exactly the point. Whereas my mom, when I was a kid, she used to send me in to steal testers of perfume and makeup.
I love her.
No, she really would. And she would tell me if I got caught, she was like, tell them that it was my birthday or tell them it was, you know, Mother's Day is coming. You're trying to get me a gift.
You're a child.
I'm saying is where the hypocrisy is coming in is, you won't teach your son that, but if your son gets it somewhere else in the world, you'll punish him for it, even though you know you have that in you too.
Yeah, because he can be above that. He doesn't need to steal, whereas I kind of needed to steal as a kid. It was the culture that I was growing up in. I was so poor.
Dude, this kid's 3/4 white.
Yes. And he's also got fucking everything. The kid has every toy in the world.
That's who steals.
Hold on. We were talking about the depravity. Hold on.
White people
who have everything.
Guys, real quick. Let me not lose this point. Because we were talking before about sort of having depraved things and like what you need to sort of get off, and whether it's physically or psychologically. Something went wrong with me when I was a kid that I get a thrill from doing something like that. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you grew up poor, you're growing up being abused, but there is a defect there where you have this thrill by taking something from other people.
You don't think it's just human?
That's kind of a defect. Everybody has that.
Everybody's got that.
Whether you're rich or poor.
Because it's wrong. It's wrong, right? It's like why do so many people fuck around on their spouse or partner or whatever? It's like, it's human. So when enough people do it everywhere across all of time in space, it's like, all right, then that's a human thing.
Well, all of those little depravities, it just depends on what it is and how specific it is. I don't think that everybody steals. I think most people even.
But everybody has it in them.
Maybe, but I think most people get really anxious if they're going to go steal something, if they're going to shoplift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I was younger, I wouldn't shoplift because I would just get real bad anxiety.
I shoplifted
so
much when I was a kid.
But then I got a little bit, when I was like 17, 18, I turned it into a fucking business. And I was like shoplifting like crazy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And did your heart rate go down as it became more of a normal thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Like even now as an adult, when you saw the opportunity to steal those flowers, you didn't get nervous. You got mad because you're like, fuck, I would normally do this, but I'm being confined by an imaginary boundary in my head. And that's that I don't want my son to know this is how I am.
Yeah, I mean, look, I also don't want him to go back to his mom and be like, hey, we stole these flowers for you, mom. Happy Mother's Day.
But that's like, that's like the most father son thing to fucking do. Like, you bonded on a whole, like, you understand why. Like, you ever see junkie couples together?
Yeah, my parents.
Yeah. Do you understand,
so
like,
no.
the level, but you understand the level of trust when you go out with your significant other to steal together? Like, you guys both know, hey, you're a piece of shit and I'm a piece of shit. And we're going to go in here and do shitty shit together. Yeah.
But I do think it's a defect. And I think if you get off on that and you're doing it a lot, there's something that happened. And I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's the norm. Regardless, I want to talk about some other things. I don't want to just stay on this one topic the whole time.
But it's so good.
It is a good topic. Wait, we have more fan fiction, Shannon?
I know. I'm like, I steal. Can we talk about me?
Oh, it just says fan fiction.
She steals as an adult.
I don't need more. I got caught.
I wrote that in the plug section as a thing to be like, ask the fans for.
One second, guys. Sorry.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. I thought it was about me. Thought it was about me today.
Okay, yeah, right. If they want to, that's right. We should plug that. Guys, we've had three fan fictions. We're going to do five overall. One that we got wasn't very good, so we're not going to do that one. Guys, if you have fan fiction, it's got to be, what's the parameters?
Is it sexual?
It should play out to be about 3 minutes.
3 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes at most. Your scripts, we're going to read them on the show and act them out collectively. Email realassofficial@gmail.com, realassofficial@gmail.com, or you could just send us anything, really. We love gifts. We love fan art. If you send us fan art, we'll always feature it on the show. All right, guys, let's take a moment and talk about OpenFit, which is such an incredible, incredible service. They take all of the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out for the comfort of your living room, hotel room, the road, wherever you want, in as little as 10 minutes a day. Karen, you don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to go to all these classes. You don't have to spend all the time in traffic. Why not? You can get better abs. If you can imagine Karen's abs being even better, OpenFit's going to be the way you make it happen.
Try not to come right away.
So here's the deal, okay? It's very difficult to get to the gym. There's a lot of traffic in the whatever city you live in. Everyone's got limited time in their lives. That's the number one excuse for not getting a workout in, is the limitations on time. OpenFit goes right to your TV, right from your phone. They have hundreds of different workouts, dozens of different trainers, award-winning trainers that can teach you the amazing workout routines, get you in the best shape of your life right from your living room, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody's bodies are different, and OpenFit understands that, and that's why they personalize it to meet your needs with custom-tailored original content, okay? It's super simple. You know, a lot of the time, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go. That's the way you plateau. You're like, shit, I've been doing the same thing for the past couple years. I don't really know what to do. OpenFit will give you amazing ideas. You know, changing it up is probably the number one most important thing. You hear things like muscle confusion. That's the way you're going to get in shape, is by not doing the same workout every single day. They make it easy. They can design the program for you. And here's the deal, okay? We're going to give you an absolute free trial. This is fucking incredible, okay? If you text the word REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030303030, you get a 30-day free trial of OpenFit. You can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. Just text REAL, R-E-A-L, to 303030. You get access to the entire OpenFit program, all the workouts, all the nutritional information, absolutely free. One more time, that is REAL to 303030. Text it right now. Get a free trial for OpenFit. Change your fat life. All right, where were we? Okay, so let's talk about this. What's this Alyssa Milano sex strike thing about? Does anybody know? Karen, you probably know. You're a chick.
Oh my God. It's about the abortion bill, I think. You know, they just passed
abortion
that
bill
super...
sounds like a hilarious cartoon character.
He's running for president.
For White Schoolhouse Rock.
A white coat and a coat abortion hanger. Bill.
Oh, we're gonna kill a baby. Yeah. Abortion bill.
Yeah, so he's black.
Or you take the hanger, then you straighten it out.
Ah, fuck, dude. I'm killing today. I'm really good. So, all right. So,
yeah,
what
I don't really know
it?
What the Alyssa Milano is specifically, right, so Georgia, but they Georgia passed a super restrictive abortion. It's the fetal heart. You know, they're always trying to do this. It's like once in a while they'll be like, if it's a heartbeat, it's alive. Which, right, honestly, yes, that is true. If there's a heartbeat, it is alive. But you still have the right to murder it, in my opinion. It's your body. But it was that. So it's like at 6 weeks, which is hella fucking early. That's like most people don't even know they're pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a 2 week missed period. So, you know, you might be weeks later before you go to a doctor. So it's like if you can detect it, it's not just that if there's a heartbeat, then you're a murderer and you can be charged with murder. If you miscarry, Through no fault of your own, you can go to jail for like 10 years. If you go to another state to get an abortion,
that was a common misunderstanding. I saw some articles explaining that
the bill
that would not happen, that women would not be brought up on murder charges for miscarriages. Or like even abortion.
Honestly, at that point, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's the bill itself is so restrictive and it cuts women off so dramatically. It just makes abortion illegal, basically.
So, Alyssa took to Twitter because she figured if she gets all women to withhold sex, that maybe the politicians will rethink.
Right. It's just a bit. It's
an attention ploy.
Right. If no one has sex with anybody, then maybe they'll recognize we don't want this law.
I mean, look, I have a kid, and I will tell you, I do feel like, I mean, it's such a fucking touchy subject. Mm-hmm. But you have to draw a line somewhere. I don't think, you know, I don't think it should, I think it should be, it's such a fucking tough thing. It is. It's such, and I understand why it's such a crazy subject. And I think people are, you know, they're too afraid to say, number one, I don't have a solution. And number two, there's a lot of nuance. It's not exactly, you know, as clear and cut, you know. I think from a technical standpoint, if you were pregnant,
why are you looking at me?
Because Shannon is barren. But if you were pregnant, if you were to remove the fetus from your body, let's even call it a 6 week
Mortal Kombat style.
If you were to remove it from your body, it would not survive outside of your body.
Right.
So it's sort of like.
But there's premature babies that you know, wouldn't survive, you know, without medical intervention, and then they do. So it's like, there's so much gray area there.
Right.
I'm not saying abort a premature baby.
What I'm saying, though, is the reason that I would consider myself pro-choice is because even, and I do consider it a life. I saw my son's heartbeat at 6-7 weeks. It was fucking nuts. It was like really very, very real. But at the same time, you know, a woman has a right to live the fullest life that she wants to have. And being a parent is a very real thing. I think forcing people that don't want to be parents is not good for that child. It's not good for society. It's a bad thing. That's not good.
It's also without support. It's like, it's one thing if you introduce a law like that and you go, okay, so this is you're going to have this kid. But when you have this kid, you get paid maternity leave. We're going to give you money for food, education,
The whole thing
is
a little weird.
It's fucked up because it's taking people's choice away, but that's not what's happening.
You can't force people to do. It's almost like, because I know Dave is very big pro-life right now, but even from like the libertarian standpoint, you're sort of taking away somebody's freedom to live the life they want to live. If they say, I want to remove this from my body.
How can a libertarian be anti-choice?
He loves his baby.
That's so hypocritical. I know, but what a hypocrite.
But and I can't speak for him, so I don't want to just trash his opinion on here. But
I love Dave.
When you remove
I do.
When you remove that from the woman's body, if it can't survive on its own, I almost feel like you're not killing the baby, you're really removing it from your body. You know, and that's sort of why I just, you know, I lean more towards that. Mm-hmm.
You're saving other people that their baby's going to affect in the future.
You can't just fucking force young women who have been either assaulted or hurt or maybe just fucked up in one way or another. Like, if it's not if it's not two loving parents where they're going to be together and raise a child, that's not going to give that child anywhere near a fulfilling life. Yeah. I think it's bad. And I think you would fucking... You know, you're going to be creating more bad people than good people. It's not a good thing. And I also just don't look at 6 weeks. It is just a bunch of cells. There's a heartbeat, but it's still not a baby.
Well,
you can't look at it as being a baby.
It is a life, though. And I think that people get hung up on when they go, well, it's not, though. Like, you know, because it's not a baby, this and that. Well, here's the thing. It is a human life that's independent. It's not independent from you, but it's a separate life from yours. Hmm. Right. And it's undeniable. So I think that. You know, people will argue that you're not killing a thing, but of course you are. The argument really should be that you have the right to do that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's unsavory. I took my friend to get an abortion once, and she was like really, really, when we got there,
that's what she calls her womb.
So real. It was so real, and we got, and it was like heavy and serious, right? And I was like, oh shit, this is like a thing.
Because they had the movie on in the lobby?
It was a thing. People are all like looking down, and you know, you could tell which dudes just like refused to wear a condom. And who's going to be there again next week? There was one guy who was kind of hot, and I was like, all right, don't.
Right.
I know why you're here.
That's the alpha you need, though.
That's fucked.
But she was like really casual about it, and it almost, I was weirded out by how casual she was about it. She was like, I want to come on your podcast and talk about it. I was like, are you sure?
Yeah,
it's like a big deal.
But people
process shit differently, man.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think that's where we get caught up, where you're trying to tell somebody how they should feel about some of it. If they don't feel that way and they want to off it, that's a weird thing to go like, no, you can't do that because my morals conflict with that. Like, yeah, okay, right. Well, here, do you want the baby? Do you want to take? Because that's the thing. They're still trying to do this Roe v. Wade thing. Like, are they still trying to overturn that? Is that what's going
always.
On?
Always.
I don't know what anything
they're
means.
They're always trying
to do recently
that.
Learned. I recently read up to find out what that was because I hear that term all the time. Mm-hmm. Roe v. Wade. That story's pretty, that's pretty weird the way the woman kept going.
I don't remember the story.
Some chick that was like homeless or a prostitute or something.
Can you put a hip hop beat under his?
She was like,
black man, no, hold on, give him a fucking beat.
Dave,
let him tell
beat.
Roe v. Wade from the black man's perspective. I want you to fact check it as well, Shannon, please.
All right. So,
Roe v. Dwayne Wade.
No, like some chick that was like in the streets, like she was living a pretty rough life.
Yeah.
Ended up pregnant,
whether like
it
movie
was
trailer.
Through a rape or through some sort of prostitution deal, but she was cool with what happened. Like, I think somebody forced her to get an abortion.
He forced her to get an abortion.
She took it on the chin. Like, yeah, whatever. She was
right
back in the streets doing her thing.
She took it on the chin. She wouldn't need an abortion.
The lawyer was like, no, this isn't right. Like, you can't force her to do that. We have a case. This girl needs to win some money.
Okay.
And they're like, okay. So they're going to trial. And even during the process of going to trial, they lose once. But the lawyer's like, don't worry, we'll appeal. But the girl herself that it happened to lost interest. Like, okay. She went back into the streets doing her thing. And this lawyer just kept escalating higher and higher and higher, trying to fight appeals as far as whether
holy shit, this story stinks.
I don't. So just she did get the abortion.
Stop it all. Stop it all
and
right now.
They wanted the money.
I don't care.
Right. I don't understand
stinks.
How it became that big of a deal.
I don't care. Shannon, give me a fucking quick synopsis of Roe v. Wade. There'll be a little Google explanation. I don't know what the fuck Temple was talking about.
I'm telling you, that's exactly what
it
is.
He went off on a goddamn tangent about Roe v. Wade.
Watch.
What was it,
Shannon? Tell me where I was wrong.
Just in two sentences.
Where's
the lie?
You can't do it in two sentences.
Roe v. Wade was a 1973 landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. The court ruled that a state law that banned abortion, except to save the life of the mother, was unconstitutional.
Literally two sentences.
Right. So something happened to her as far as why they banned abortion.
Regardless. All right, Alyssa Milano, let's fucking keep this on track.
There you go.
So she's taking the idea from an ancient Greek plot to withhold sex to end war. The plan is to end the abortion bans happening in different states.
Nick Cannon just had a movie about this.
About what?
Some people in Chicago not having sex with men to stop violence.
It didn't work.
Spike Lee movie, Chirac?
Yeah, Chirac, yeah.
The problem is not enough women give a shit about that to not fuck their boyfriends. There's a few, there are women, look, I'm not saying that women don't care, but women don't want to actually, or not women, people in general don't want to put anything into real action. They don't want to abstain from anything. They don't want to take anything out of their real lives. They want to just hit social media up and say that they have an opinion and that's that. Shannon, do you want to chime in? I see you.
I was just saying that Alyssa Milano was also saying that we have to do everything that we can to not possibly get pregnant at a time like this, even though this bill has not been put into law or anything like that at this time. But that was part of her thing of the sex strike.
So, okay, so she is
pregnant.
Not get pregnant. But what? And this sucks, right? You know, look, I guess if you live in a state and you are not pro-life, if you live in a state like Georgia or whatever states are doing this, I would literally move. I mean, that would be the first thing I would do is I would move. I wouldn't live there anyway. Some fucking deep South shit. But, you know, it sucks. I do think it sucks. When it comes down to it, I really do think it sucks. And this isn't...
What? Wait, what?
Just the banning abortion. Just, you know, I think that there should be restrictions. You should make people think about what they're doing with their bodies. But I don't think that that actually does anything really positive to have bringing kids into the world that don't want to be loved, that don't want to be raised, that aren't with full families. You know, me and my son's mother are broken up and we co-parent, and we happen to be lucky that it really works. We live very close to each other. We both, he stays at my house 3 days a week. He stays at her house 4 days a week. We have a really cool relationship where we just do random things. You know, so most of the time we try to make holidays work together. Uh-huh. But sometimes, you know, we split. Sometimes he'll go for Thanksgiving to visit his family in the Midwest. And then for Christmas, he'll come to my aunt's.
Her new boyfriend does Kwanzaa. Yeah.
But I think
James
we
is wearing
are,
a dashiki and a kufi.
We're an exception to the rule. I think most of the time when people are broken up and they're in broken homes, it's very, it can be very detrimental for the little kids, you know, and then you have it, you're forcing a woman to go through this thing. And I watched my son's mother go through a fucking pregnancy. I watched, dude, it is so
much. Another one?
No, the whole process is so intense and crazy. It's beautiful, but if it's only beautiful if you want it to be. Mm-hmm. If this isn't something you want, doggy, it's not fucking a beautiful thing. It destroys her body for the most part. You know, if a woman isn't really conscious of what, you know, how she's treating her body during the pregnancy, it does a lot of damage to her body. And imagine if it's a baby that you don't want. Imagine then even go further if you were sexually assaulted.
Right.
And now you have to have the baby from a man who fucking raped you. That's crazy.
That's like what being a vampire is, right?
Rape babies. That's how they're made.
Yeah, vampires is always rape, right?
Like, yeah. So, I mean, that's why it's a heavy fucking
nobody
topic.
No, wanted I'm to sorry, be, go on.
Nobody wanted to be a vampire.
Vampire rape, yes.
Who wanted to be a vampire?
Everybody,
you know a lot
you
of
get
scary
to be
movies.
Young and hot forever.
Here, can I get some more coffee, please? Thank you.
That'd be suck, too, if you get bit as a vampire, like, not at your best. Mm-hmm. You're like, no, wait, I still got to lose, like, 30 pounds. Yeah.
I think, whatever, we'll move on, but I do think the whole thing is fucking kind of heavy.
But what do you think about this behavior?
Don't not fuck your boyfriend.
Well, here's
yeah,
what's
what
so
do you think
about that?
What is that that makes a woman go, well, I have a following, I'm going to change this by tweeting out on a Friday night. Sex strike starting
now. It just
means
now. She's not currently fucking anybody. It's easy to say don't fuck your boyfriend when you're single. It's really right. easy. I have no idea.
But that's typically anytime when somebody's also, calling a boycott. Like
I just, but it's always women calling a boycott of other women fucking their boyfriends. Like, yeah. As though women don't want to fuck as much as men want to fuck.
Right.
And that's like, that's just not going to be a reasonable answer.
I mean, this, how is this any different than when Monique told black people to boycott Netflix? It's like, okay, you have a conflict mm-hmm. and now you're trying to make all of us fight your battle.
Well, it's not. It's not exactly the same because if they pass an abortion bill, then we all have a conflict. But the solution is not going to be to not fuck. The solution's never been to not fuck. When is that? So we're just supposed to not release this abortion tension anywhere.
Right.
Just be all upset and not fuck. Never come mad about abortion.
Is she married, Shannon?
Yeah, that's her husband.
That's her husband. Oh, of course. I wouldn't want to fuck either if
so
that guy was on top
of
me.
She doesn't want to fuck.
Yeah. They have nice things in their house.
Yeah. She used to be so hot.
She looks so rich.
She used to be so fucking hot back in the day.
We were talking about that today. Like, when you have nice things in your house, that might be the end of it, sexually.
End of sex.
Like, when you have a shitty apartment, you fuck a lot. But once you get a nice apartment with nice furniture and things
in it. That's all you got, you know.
I've had the opposite experience myself. The shitty apartment makes me
mad. Shit. Back in the day.
Wow, Lissa.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she could get it.
Big old fucking titties. Good for her. Good for her, Alyssa Milano.
And she stayed hot for a really long time.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't hate Alyssa Milano. People hate her. I'm like, you know.
I don't know the girl personally.
You know, it's just as a figure. People like to fucking, like dudes on the internet love to be like, yeah, fuck that bitch. Sure, I don't know. I just have fond memories of her big old fat tits.
Big fat tits.
I don't really follow her on Twitter. I just hear about her being involved in shit. I'm not in that
involved
world.
Involved is a strong
I can't
word.
Really, even like, you know, Lindy West and those figures. I don't really know. They're just names that I know that are like part of this, like, feminists. But I've never read a full right. Lindy West article. I don't follow her on social media. She's not really affecting
how does that
my
work
life.
Too, though? So you think they're plants? Like, when people's tweets make it to you, even though you don't follow them, but you have to know what they tweeted. Like, how does that happen?
What do you mean?
Yeah,
out of the four of us, who follows Alyssa Milano?
I don't.
No one.
Right, but we're here Monday morning discussing her.
It's a hashtag.
It was on the news.
It was right. a hashtag, yeah.
How many followers does she have that gets picked up?
3 million.
3 million.
3.6
she's
million.
She's been around forever. She's
yeah,
done
she's
everything.
A very famous person.
Yeah,
I get it,
famous.
But that's so weird.
So are you not partaking, Karen?
In the sex ban? Yeah, oh, I am.
Oh, you're not having sex?
As a punishment, yes. No, I'm just single and I don't, not like hookup-y. I'm just not like really hookup-y. I just like, I get off on the connection, all that gay stuff. So yeah, I know. Okay. I'm not going to get pregnant. I know. It's the faggies. I'm not going to get pregnant by accident. Yeah, I'm not fucking anybody.
Isolate all of that audio for next year.
All right, moving on. I want to
fast forward.
Yeah, just
10
you...
months.
Did anybody watch Game of Thrones last night?
Like werewolves, because nope. They're controlled by the moon.
Well, did you guys watch Game of Thrones last night?
I was watching the old ones.
No.
No? Do you watch it now?
No, I don't. But I used to watch it, but I don't like suspense from week to week. I don't like being left hanging. I'll watch it when it's all done. I like to just stack everything right up front.
I like, I'm the same way, but this show is so fucking good that I had to.
I read about it.
Yeah. And then also with spoilers, I don't really give a shit about spoilers. Like, you know, if you were at all a creative person, you could sort of figure out what's going to happen. I've imagined all the scenarios already, and right. Everything is coming to fruition the way that I sort of imagined it, you know? You know, spoiler alert, but fucking...
Yeah, what were you up yelling about on Twitter this morning?
Well, because people are fucking freaking out about spoilers, because the fat guy that looks like Bobby Kelly died, which he's been a character for a long time. Uh-huh. So I tweeted out RIP Lord Varys with a picture of Bob Kelly. So people were like, dude, fucking spoiler, what are you, an asshole? I'm like, all right, fuck faces.
Fuck off.
It's who gives a shit, first of all?
Also, just grow up. It's a show everybody watches. You know exactly when it's on. There's going to be spoilers.
Don't go on the internet. When the UFC events are happening, if I can't watch them live, I don't sign into Twitter even. I don't even look at my Twitter because I know something's going to come up in my timeline. Now, I'm supposed to, the whole world is supposed to stop living, supposed to stop talking about the biggest show on television right now because you didn't fucking do your due diligence and figure out a fucking night off. Yeah. Go fuck yourself, okay? Yeah. If you don't see something when it happens, it now becomes your responsibility to avoid social media.
God damn it, you're right. I usually wouldn't agree with you on something like that, but you're right.
It's 100% the truth.
You're 100% right.
It's psychotic behavior. Like, yeah. I fuck with Harrington, obviously. It's fucked up what I do to him. I say in his ear specifically the things that are happening in the show right as they're about to happen. It's great. But at the same time, like, I'm just, you know, I'm joking and I'm a dick. I'll admit that's wrong. But for me to post something on social media, people are freaking, they're stupid. They're wrong about this. And if you're a real fan, you would watch it live. What, Harrington?
I had that last night after I got home from CFC. I saw that tweet and I was like, fuck you, Lewis. And then I said, you know what? Fuck me. What am I doing on Twitter?
Why are you on Twitter? You knew people are going to tweet about it. There's no doubt about it. You know that it's going to happen.
That's like you missing a class in college and then getting upset that they've moved forward.
Yeah.
With the next chapter.
It's just crazy. We're all part of this and it's the biggest show on TV. So
you know where your responsibility.
If you don't know what's going on, Daenerys is fucking going crazy. It's over now. This bitch is fucking, the world is...
She's gone mad.
She's gone mad. She's the mad queen now, okay? Obviously, the writing, I think, is good, but they're speeding through it now, which is the problem. They're trying to wrap up all these stories.
How many episodes left?
One more, right?
That's it?
That's it.
Oh.
I know, it's kind of sad. Yeah,
that is sad.
Nobody on that show has been in trouble yet, have they? Have any celebrities gotten into any public...
I don't know, but I know a few of the chicks, they hire chicks that have done full-fledged hardcore penetration porn.
As their background extras and shit like that?
No, just as one of the chicks, Cybele Kelkelly was dating the midget, or she was married to the midget. She was like the main character, huge character arc on the show, and she was in straight-up hardcore European porn, like just getting fucked like crazy. That was just, she had a porn pass, didn't give a shit.
Yeah, and why wouldn't she's an actress? Yeah,
well, plus it's HBO. I think that's it. You can get away with that with HBO.
Well, she also played a prostitute. I think it was just like the whole thing, like, you know.
That she leveled up. She did exactly what she's supposed to
do. She did. I have no problem with that.
From amateur porn to production porn to doing porn on HBO?
Yeah.
They hired her to fuck in the background?
No. She was a main character.
She was a major character and she fucked on the show.
Yeah.
No,
she didn't fuck on the show. Or maybe she didn't fuck on the show. Yes. Her tits were out. She might have fucked on the show, did she?
Really?
Yeah, her.
Really?
She fucked Tyrion on the show.
They showed her like naked and like... But they had a bunch of chicks who have done porn on the show.
She's cute.
She's kind of cute. Yeah, yeah. Her porn. She does straight up like black cock in the ass porn.
That's dope. Do you think she's doing like
What?
That's how you
do black eye the escort. That's dope.
Because I'm thinking,
is that such a better idea than a sex strike?
Who?
Just take black cock up the ass. Only, you won't get pregnant.
You want to change white guys' opinions?
I promise.
That's what Alyssa Milano should do. If she wants to change white opinions, say, okay, you can only fuck black guys anally.
In the ass, yes.
That's it.
Let's make it Alyssa Mulatto.
Done.
Let's all tweet there that to is. Her right now.
That's
all
a way
tweet her.
Better. That's a brilliant idea, yeah. Karen.
Thank you.
Okay, if you want to make change, you want to see white guys freak the fuck out, it's not sex strike. It's fucking...
Take it. Take one out. Take one for the team.
We don't think of a good hashtag,
right,
though.
If it... Or no, not even in the ass.
It's called making a sacrifice.
Let black dudes get you pregnant. Oh, so if all white chicks are carrying black babies, you're going to make abortion legal as fuck.
That is so
but
real.
But who's going to pay for them?
Oh, no, the government's got plenty of money.
1,000,000%.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really real.
So fucking Daenerys is going crazy, and I made this connection. You know, you look at the guys that she was with. She was with Khal Drogo, who was raping the fuck out of her, putting her in
turned
a
her out too.
Fucking place. Yeah. I mean, she loved it.
She loved it.
She loved it. She loved her
she
rapist.
Only hated it for like 4 days.
Yeah, and then by the fifth day, she was completely broken.
Right.
In.
Well, dominant women like a dominant guy in bed. You don't always want to have to be dominant all the time.
She didn't start off dominant.
No, she was a little girl. She was being sold into slavery by her brother. That's she was so really hot. Weak.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what happens. Khal Drogo puts her in a fucking place. He dies. Now, years later, she starts dating little bitch ass beta fucking
Jon Snow.
Oh, Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens. She goes a little fucking crazy. You bend the knee to your woman, she's going to turn into a fucking crazy cunt.
Uh-oh.
But if you fucking make her bend the knee and you say, I'm the fucking guy in charge, then you keep her in line.
Is this what you teach your son? You should just steal in front of him.
Yeah. This is also a lesson. This is... It's his bedtime story. You understand?
Soothe him to sleep. Yeah, son.
No, I don't teach that to my son. I'm teaching my son to navigate. He's playing a different game.
No, you're going
to
wait till he learns it somewhere else and then treat him like shit for discovering.
No, he's got to navigate the world in a way where it's a changing world. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. People are fucking SJW cucks in the world. So he's got to understand that world as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like all the schools are extremely liberal now. Like like there's just no way around it.
I know.
You can't teach your kid to be a little fucking Gavin McGinnis. It's just not going to happen. You know, you have to just... But he also can understand the way the world really works. The fundamental things that are important, like fucking, you know, how to get ahead and how to work with people and getting people to like you and fucking, you know, I think there's other things that you can do that, you know, all that other shit doesn't matter as much. But the point that I'm making of all of this is to hurt your woman.
I'm sliding off
line,
the chair.
I know.
Keep your bitch on a leash.
You got to keep her in line, dude. You can't let her get all fucking Mad Queen.
Just because she got fucking dragons.
What's all Mad Queen? What is she doing? She's just like
she
murdering people.
Murdered everybody.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm. Children,
enjoying
babies.
It? Is she happy
doggies.
To do it?
She torched everybody. Tyrion was like, all right, if you hear the bell ringing, that means the city is surrendering. They show the guys throwing their fucking blades down. The city surrenders. It's over. And she goes, I don't give a fuck. And then she takes a dragon and just starts torching everything.
But she's been
she's
that
mad.
Way. Now, when you asked for watching it, me and my lady were watching the old ones last
yeah.
night. And when she went to go buy the army of the Unsullied, this is when we realized how feminist movement the shit was, because she comes in, she wants soldiers that are eunuchs so that they won't rape. Because she's like, every time we conquer a village, everyone rapes all the women and children. She's like, I don't want to be that kind of ruler.
Yeah.
So she buys these Unsullied, the motherfuckers that don't have genitals, so that when they conquer, they won't rape. And the way that she made that deal, she traded the guy one dragon, knowing that she was going to have the dragon burn the whole shit down.
Yeah.
And that she wasn't going to pay for the shit. And when she made sure she bought the woman interpreter so that nothing would happen to that woman, but she knew then.
I've seen the show and I'm lost, Dave.
For real?
I've seen the show and I'm legitimately
You don't remember
lost.
The shit when she bought this army of Unsullied
it.
Soldiers?
I remember it. So, yeah, I don't remember.
My funniest thing, I saw somebody tweet they were mad about. That, you know, of course, the woman's crazy in charge. So I was like, maybe they need to hire more women writers. I was like, what do you want, George R. R. Martin to cut his cock off?
Yeah.
It's based on books, you dumb cunts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, also, this season isn't, though. Because
he's writing it as it
yeah, but
happens.
He's, yeah, they're, he's... I'm sure he's in charge of what the fuck happens on the show.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
he's a
know
million
how much,
years old. He's an old white dude.
I have no idea how much he's in charge of the show anymore
yeah.
at this point.
Season
the show's
eight?
Also not over. They're going to be doing prequels. There's going to be other shows in this world. They showed the one girl during the scene where she's like just watching all like the parents get killed. She's like crying against the wall. I have a feeling she's going to end up being a character in this world one day. Mm. It's because they focus so much on this one little girl watching this shit happen.
Right.
I think the one
it would, if I wrote this, the one thing that I would have done, this is a big spoiler because you guys haven't seen this. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen it.
But so Jaime and Queen Cersei allegedly die. Allegedly. We also don't see them die. We see some fucking rocks fall. We don't actually know. Missed opportunity. Okay. Let me tell you the perfect fucking ending for that story right there. Second to last episode, Jaime Lannister goes. He finally makes it back to fucking Cersei. She's like, oh my God, Jaime, I don't want to die. This is it. And then he fucking strangles her with his bare hands because he has to be the person to kill her because she's fucking evil. But in a moment of love, they're both going to die anyway. He knows it. But he's like, I need to fucking end this. And I need to be there. And it's just poetic, amazing, fucking beautiful thing.
They both rocks come.
Fall
amazing.
On, yeah, rocks never fall on Jaime Lannister. He dies. Perfect fucking ending to that story. Am I wrong or am I right, Shannon?
You're right. I feel like the way that she died, it was too peaceful. Like, it wasn't just for all the shit that she's done.
Yeah, it needed to be Jaime.
And she had, like, her love with her. That's not fair.
Yeah, it would need to be a murder-suicide. Jaime Lannister kills her, then kills himself. And that's the fucking perfect ending for them. They fucked
ta-da!
Up.
Ta-da!
What, Harrington?
Do you think that was Jaime's plan until she said the baby was his?
No, she knew. He knew the baby was his. You fucking moron!
Boys are such monsters.
Oh, I hate him.
I don't know, man.
God, I hate him.
She told him the baby was his as soon as
way before. Yeah, yeah.
You look like you're just as lost as me, Zach.
I don't watch your show.
Good for you.
I stopped watching. They killed my favorite character, and I stopped watching.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Harrington legitimately thought the baby was Euron's.
Oh, really? Yeah, he's just retarded. She was pregnant already, and she was pretending that the baby was Euron's, so this was going to be the fucking... All of her kids were Jaime's, and then another king thought they were his kids. That's his fucking thing. Or that's her thing. She's a pig. She's a fucking real, real pig, that one.
Cersei?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's everybody's type.
MILF.
Yeah. She's pretty hot. I'd smash. Yeah, look, one more show, one more episode of Game of Thrones, biggest show of all time. I guess I watched a promo for Watchmen, which that's going to be a new HBO show. Mm-hmm. Did you see? They had the movie The Watchmen, which I enjoyed the movie. Apparently that movie wasn't good. People didn't like it.
A lot of dick. A lot of dick in that movie.
The big blue dick in that movie.
Flaccid penis just.
So yeah, they're making that into a TV show now, and then they're going to do other shows in that world. It's not over yet.
Mm-hmm. You want the trailer?
What, for Watchmen? Yeah, give it a minute, I guess. Why not? Fuck it. Have you guys seen the Watchmen trailer? It looks pretty good.
We are no one. We are everyone.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with this already.
And we are invisible. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
We convinced ourselves that they were gone. Tick, but they were just hibernating.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
They came for everybody. Oh, please.
Are we safe?
I guess we have ourselves a reckoning.
Reckoning. Is this old time or modern shit?
It's supposed to be the 80s, maybe.
People were riding horses in the 80s?
I don't know, man. It looks okay.
I like the masky weird bits.
That's the character, Rorschach. I guess it was a superhero movie, but they don't show any of that in the trailer. So they just show Rorschach. Is this sort of an origin story for him? Do you know anything?
Well, it looks like it picks up after the Watchmen movie ended.
Okay.
And Rorschach like kind of sacrificed himself at the end of that movie. So it looks like they pick up the mantle. You know what I mean? Like, that's a pretty common trope in comic books.
Okay. Are they going to have the other cool superhero characters in it, or is it going to be a weird fucking drama where assholes are just running around with Rorschach masks?
I mean, it looked like the older Hank Azaria-looking gentleman was Adrian Veidt, like the crazy, super-fast, smart guy, but it didn't look like anybody else was in there. So.
I don't know. They need to get me. If you want to have a fucking superhero TV show, show me some flying people and some explodey shit. It was just a little bit like...
Stuff is expensive to make there, Lewis.
I know. They need to replace Game of Thrones
with
this show. I don't know, but they need to figure it out because it's such a big show and you have to go big.
What were the themes of some of HBO's biggest hits? There was prison. There was black neighborhoods. There was mafia. Now we're in like the
Sopranos was what are the biggest HBO shows of all time?
Oz, Sopranos.
Was Oz that big?
Oz was like their first flagship, like weekly.
Girls, Westworld, Silicon Valley.
Vampires. They've explored a lot of shit.
Keep on going. Insecure, Boardwalk Empire
was dope.
That was a big one. Looking.
And what was that other one with the dudes in Hollywood, making it through Hollywood?
Keep
actors.
On going. The Comeback, Big Love, Getting On, 6 Feet Under.
Entourage,
yeah.
Yeah, Big Little Lies, Deadwood. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Veep. Keep on going. Game of Thrones.
I'm guessing they got to go into the future.
Sex and the City was like maybe that. How big was Sex and the City compared to how much it costs to make, right? Mm-hmm. That was a fucking huge show.
Yeah, and they got movies out of it, too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That was fucking. Maybe they'll do a Game of Thrones movie. Sopranos, Leftovers, and then number one, The Wire. So yeah, people love The Wire as well, but nothing was as big. So here's what Game of Thrones did, which was different than every other one of these shows. Yeah. And really different than every show, period. It was epic. And gargantuan and fucking, it didn't feel. They've done other time period shit, but this shit fucking, like that dragon looks like it's fucking on that screen.
Yeah. Right.
Nobody else does shit like that, and there's no other TV show, and they need to fill that gap because now they've opened that window too wide.
I think they just need to take you to a new world that you'll be interested in. So I think trailer parks are still wide open, that you could do a serious drama in a trailer park.
Yeah.
I think that would captivate people. I think anything centered on just being homeless, I think that will work. Because I think that's the thing. They just need to take us to a world that we've never been to.
I think they're going
to
need to do a new, either sci-fi, fantasy, whatever it is, they need to do something fucking like really big and epic.
Yeah, I don't think people want to see real life problems right now. I think this is the time for like, because like, especially with elections coming up, everybody's losing their shit. People want straight up dragon ass fantasy. They don't want like a struggle on the streets.
I think that means we're getting smarter too. Because somebody explained to me in Indian culture, that's the reason why their movies are so just dumb. Because they're like, they're using their brains so much throughout the day that when they want to decompress.
Oh, they want to like dumb it down.
They just want it to be dumb as shit. You know what I mean? So I think like the dumber.
I feel the same way. Like I don't watch any heady shit really at all. Like I like a nice dumb fucking TV show. Nice big dumb action flick. Yep. Big fucking big budget. Superhero movie. I love it.
I love a superhero movie.
Yeah, dude, it's a popcorn being an asshole. It's great.
Don't make me think about it.
I like being able to go to the bathroom in the middle of the movie, come back like, didn't miss anything.
Nope.
Who gives a shit? I miss a car blowing up. Who gives a fuck?
Just enough time to put your dick in some popcorn.
Exactly.
Perfect crime.
I gotta do that before I die.
What?
Do the dick in the popcorn bucket thing, just to see what that feels like.
I did that once to Big J. Mm-mm. At
get the fuck out of here
at
Nets game,
Rangers game, was a Knicks game. it was a Knicks game with Cracker Jacks.
Do you guys eat
a big box of Cracker Jacks?
No, the bag. And I opened just like, because if you open it at the other end, you could just open it just the dick amount, right? And then I put my dick in it, and it was on my lap. For at least 20 minutes, we're just both eating.
You were hard though. So you got hard?
No. My little dick is just at the bottom of the Cracker Jacks. So his hand.
The prizes get worse and worse every year.
Dude, his hand touched my dick so many times. I mean, it was so funny. And I'm just losing my mind as he's tickling my dick every time he goes to get a new popcorn. Laughing my ass off. And it took him a good 15 minutes to notice it. And
Jesus
then he finally did.
Christ. And what did he react after that? Did he like retch or anything?
No, he loved it. It was hilarious.
He loved it. Oh, of course. God.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
When did you guys fuck?
If you're gonna prank Big Jay, it should be snack related.
It's the easiest way.
Now
you never turn down
the
a
fingerless
snack.
Gloves. He wants to make sure he can touch all that skin on skin.
If he didn't want to touch a dick, he'd put some fingers on those gloves.
Fingers on your gloves.
Are people
you asked for it?
Are people mad about LaQuisha? This movie trailer that I saw.
What is that? I'm mad about it. I don't even know what it is.
I liked it. I thought
what
it was
they're getting good.
Is this real? What is this?
Okay, I sent. This is. I contributed to the podcast.
What is this? LaQuisha? What is this fucking
okay,
movie?
You got to see this fucking.
Is this real?
Great already.
This is a looks like a pretty low budget movie.
Who's that actor? I've seen him in stuff before.
Yeah, he's in stuff.
Who is it?
Crazy low budget, but it's
It's low budget, but it's like
straight to DVD looking type comedy. And
it's a comedy.
Yeah, I saw Patton shared it, and people were losing their minds, like these fucking liberal Patton Oswalt fans. Like,
are they upset?
This does not need a signal boost. This is blackface, and okay, essentially this is Mrs. Doubtfire, but with Wendy Williams.
Mrs. Doubtfire, but he doesn't dress up as a black woman. He has a radio show and does a black woman voice. Watch the trailer. Put the trailer on. It's fucking hysterical. It was really funny, the trailer. If they execute the movie well, then it'll be great. But I pause it for a second.
But is it a white guy doing it?
Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to not execute.
No, it's not going to be good.
And the premise, I have no problem with it. And it's pretty funny. The trailer's pretty funny. So, yeah, this is LaQuisha 2019.
I'm really just talking to myself. I don't charge for my advice.
Well, you should, because it was amazing. I saw this, and I thought of you. You will be a hit in no time.
Welcome to the Joe Show. I submitted myself to a radio station for my own show.
Well, congratulations.
They rejected me.
Well, congratulations, then.
You weren't right for your own show? Jason skipped it. You need to get the money for this school.
$13,000 a semester? That's me, his own show. If I was a black woman, I'd be perfect. She's brilliant.
I know. Get her in here.
No Queen's gonna be
the biggest thing in radio, but I still need my anonymity.
You nervous? It's not a crime. It's theater.
You live with LaQuisha. What's your problem?
I love Tina.
Oh, I ain't talking to you, not the way you sound. Next caller.
You go, girl.
You just be good to her. If you good to yourself, you can be good to others. But don't be too good, because the police will come around.
Yeah. Where did you get this?
I got another job.
Doing what?
Consulting work. What the hell would you know about being a white guy anyway?
I know quite a bit.
LaQuisha is a real role model for every African-American woman on this planet.
Like the whole city has LaQuisha mania.
I am LaQuisha, officer.
What was that?
Jesus Christ.
I think I might be a black woman trapped in a white man's body.
You need to talk to LaQuisha. Just because she's a woman and a black person doesn't mean that she doesn't understand you.
Is this really happening?
I'm on a bridge above the river, and I'm going to jump.
But thanks for calling. Enjoy your jump.
I like that this kind of movie's coming back.
Listening to her.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not mad at it. I like that that kind
it's
of shit is coming
bad.
Back.
It's funny. Who gives a shit?
It's like the 80s.
About it. It's like, are we really going to all sit here and pretend that there are not black women that speak like that?
Right. Well, it's not only that. It's also speaking to the fact of how dumb people will just follow some phantom voice. You know what I mean? Like, and everyone will catch a wave. Not even.
I mean, there was the movie White Chicks, where two black guys literally dress up in white face and act like dumb Valley Girl white chicks the whole time. It's the same exact thing. Why is it? It's disrespectful to black people to act like black people cannot have
their own
sense of humor and cannot have their, you know, their. This is, look, it's, who knows? It could be great. It could not be great. The premise itself will get killed by people that are fucking liberal.
Not by black people, though.
Not by black people. Black people would think this is hilarious.
Black people are going to go see
this. Black people would think this is fucking funny.
And droves.
And I think, you know, if they nail it, who's the actor? What's the guy's name? Do we know anything else about it? Let's see. Jeremy Savile wrote and directed directed and stars. Jeremy Savile wrote, directed, and stars the controversial film, which is slated for limited release on July 12th. Follows a white man as he uses auditory blackface to fulfill the tired stereotype of the strong, sassy black woman, as played by Mara Hall. That's so funny.
I have to Google that just to see if that's already in.
White people are going to get so mad.
Oh, fuck, how do you spell auditory? Oh, now I got auditory
Jeremy
blackface.
Jeremy Savile. Who is this guy?
Just to see if that's already a thing.
Let's see. Who is he? What is he? Because I feel like I've seen him before. LaQuisha, Modern Family. Okay. He was just on an episode. See, he's done really just a lot of like low budget stuff. Why the fuck do I feel like I know this guy from something?
Yeah, he looks really familiar.
He looks really familiar.
He looks like he's in everything.
Yeah, weird.
The earliest I could find on the internet of the phrase auditory blackface was March of 2018. They just made that term.
Yeah. I can't.
Cool.
I mean, why is it that we can't do something like that?
What?
That premise of a movie. Why can't?
But we are doing it.
We're not really, though. I mean, that guy, he will have trouble.
Yeah, he's going to get a ton of
He will have trouble in his career over this.
He will, but there'll be more behind him.
Sometimes there's these things that like never become, where you're like, oh, people are going to get so mad. And they just don't.
Not even if they'll get so mad. Here's what will happen. he will not get work on things because he's that guy.
Unless this makes a shit ton of money.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't think it's going to make a shit ton of money. I think, you know, the problem is it's not going to be good. If it was really good, then it's like, fuck, at least it could stand on its own. But I have a feeling it's not going to be, because you see some of the jokes. They had some funny jokes in the trailer, and then some of the jokes really fell short, and even in the trailer. The
well, you know what it is? He's going to not do, he's going to be less mainstream, but do a ton of black movies.
Yeah. I think it'll be the opposite. I think it'll be big in every other country. I think somehow it'll get an international audience.
I think so, but this is a really American thing that they're doing.
No,
right?
I think people like that shit, though.
Sure, but this, it's really like for an American audience. Like this is we're talking about like American black and like American black and white. This is all American issues.
But what I'm saying is like American black culture is like just now hitting like the Middle East and Southeast Asia, and they love that shit.
When I used to teach ESL to like adult tourists, so we just got like, you know, they're grown people from who just had like the money to fuck around New York for a few months. Black culture is everywhere. Right. Everyone thinks the coolest shit ever. I saw Japanese people breakdancing, like, you know, Thai people wearing like a whatever. I don't know. I'm white, but I don't know what you call it. A
handcuffs.
Thing.
What are we talking
a
about?
Thing. It's like a weird charades. Like, whatever.
Dave gets it. Oh, Dave understands white
Japanese
pitches.
People with a. Like...
They'd get. This was the craziest thing. I'd see Asian people, like, yes, Asian guys. One guy had a perm, and I was like, why do you have a perm? And he was like, because my hair's too straight. Like, it's not black enough.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so
I saw that. Some people are getting the kinky.
They
pieces,
love it.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like
it was
making
so
their hair
wild.
Look
That's why it was so weird. Like, it was kind of trippy. You guys remember like a minute ago when BTS, that Korean pop group, did SNL, and it was like they like were doing it for the American market, and they were kind of taking a risk, and it was this huge success.
Yeah, I know K-pop and all that shit's been popping.
Yeah, but there it's like so Black American influence, mm-hmm. right? It was like, it's kind of trippy to see like our Black America export, right? Going all the way to Korea and then coming back to us Korean. They yeah. Koreaned it up.
We were just watching videos.
Are you saying Koreans bootlegged something?
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody likes to behave that way, though.
Sorry, I'm looking at this guy, Jeremy Smith. Is there a chance that this is just a joke?
What? The movie is not even a real movie. No,
Oh,
that'd be hilarious.
I know I've read that he's contacted theaters about doing screenings. Hmm. So if it is a joke, he's really put a lot.
I mean, if it's a joke, he's fucking nailed it. Yeah, oh man, he's
that's
good.
The best, right?
Dog, if this is just a big troll job, like it's happened a few times. Remember a few years ago there was that fight app where you could like swipe right if you want to just fight somebody and meet them like in theater in your neighbor, you could just fist fight them.
Really? That's illegal?
No, it wasn't real.
The guy he was just like a marketing kid who like wanted to see if they can create something that would go viral in a couple days.
Right.
And we actually interviewed the guys on the one show. What were you going to say, Harrington?
It looks like it already had a release December 12, 2018 at the Beverly Hills Fine Arts Theater.
Okay.
So it is a real movie.
I would love to see it. I would love to see it. Let's see if we get this guy in Legion of Skanks, right? Why not? CinemaSable.com lives in Hollywood, California. Okay. Yeah, people will be upset about it, but
they might not.
Maybe not.
They
already are, though.
That...
I'm looking
yeah,
at that.
Are they?
They're already upset.
The
people
have they seen it?
Out.
Are they upset about the idea of it? Or have they seen the movie?
They're upset about the trailer.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Those like people know how to do that. Like to get on Twitter and like make it look like 40,000 accounts are bitching about something. Like,
no, there are people that are upset. I mean, there's like one person that was like, you know, I will fight everybody involved in this movie, and it's got like, you know, 300 retweets. And I mean, people do get upset about this stuff, and it is just once again something to be upset about. I just think it's kind of racist to treat black people like they're this protected class who can't be mimicked or made fun of. It's more racist to say like, oh, well, white chicks is okay because it's black people making fun of white people, but you can't make fun of. It's not even making fun of black people. You're sort of making fun of. This very
red-shirting
this
black
guy, I don't know. It's just not really. I don't understand the outrage. I don't understand even. I can't even connect the dots of why somebody would be upset about him using a voice. By the way, black women do talk this way. Certain black women do talk this way. It's not a crazy thing. He's doing an impression of a black woman, and also a big point of the movie. A big point of the movie is the fact that people are like, dude, you can't do this. They make that joke. He was like, dude, it's just acting. It's not illegal. You're not doing anything wrong. So there's this big moral issue that he's having with himself in the movie, which is fucking great.
Well, the joke is on him. He's not mocking black people.
He's black people, but why can't black people be mocked? Who gives a shit?
Yeah,
in a movie, why can't a character mock black people and do something that is considered, oh my God, you shouldn't
that's
do that.
Truly
especially if
equal.
That's the angle of the movie. Right. Mm-hmm. It's steeped in, holy shit, he shouldn't be doing this, right?
Right.
So it's not like they're going like, it's not just like a person doing black voice and everyone's like, oh, look what a big fucking monkey. Yeah, let's get him. Like, no, we're talking about, you know, a person who, I guess the premise of the movie is that, yeah, he's doing this and he's going to get in trouble for it. And he's, you know, hiding it from his wife. And this is considered taboo. So
also, this is like, seems clearly for a black audience, right? Like, you know, when people will get upset about something and then, or like, you know, a man will get upset about something and women go, that wasn't made. It wasn't for you. You don't get to have an opinion on this. It's like kind of, it's if you're going to be consistent, it's the same thing. It's like, this is not really being made for a white audience.
Agreed.
If white people are upset, just fucking relax.
And Madea is even more racist than anything that could be in this movie.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's that man's cash register. That's
she's touring
ATM.
Right now, and it's him just mocking the way a fucking older black woman talks.
Yep.
You know, and it's the same shit. So
he's definitely gay and just really pushing hard to not let.
I think so. I get that.
Because that would fuck his shit up if people knew, right?
No, not in today's society. Like, even when he first started the pop, I think it was more you were okay to be gay. I think that's just his hang up. But yeah, I definitely get that same
older.
Vibe.
He's older. He's like old school.
Yeah.
It's easier if you're younger to be like, yep, this is what it is.
Yeah. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a great show. A lot of fun stuff happening here at Real Ass Podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening today and joining us in this amazing, amazing, freezing spring weather. This Wednesday, another show. This is going to be a fun one on Wednesday. Tom Myers joins the show. It's been a long time coming. Tommy Boy Myers, plus with special guest Tim Dillon in studio with us right here on the Gas Digital Network, 11 a.m. Eastern. Anything else, guys? Anything else to say? Anything else to promote? Anything else to fucking do?
No sex strike.
Yeah, fuck your man.
Fuck, abort, do all that shit.
Do all that shit. All right, we got to go. We will make you on Wednesday. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.